Welcome back. 448, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Washington Times political editor, Stephen Dinan. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Sorry to grab you on such short notice this afternoon, but I couldn't help but notice that you had posted a story at WashingtonTimes.com entitled, Under Pressure, DHS Releases High-Profile Illegal Immigrants. Department of Homeland Security let these people go because of higher pressure coming from perhaps someone in the Obama administration?
The story is that there are DREAM Act advocates are the students who would be legalized by the DREAM Act. They've gained quite a high profile. One of them is in Arizona. Erica Indiola is her name, and she was at her home in Arizona when ICE agents raided yesterday and arrested her mother and her brother. And she's actually pretty well connected because of her experience in activism on behalf of the DREAM Act. She certainly knows a number of members of Congress and staffers up here, and so she basically rounded up all of the other activists, got them all mobilized, and started. They had them call Immigration and Customs Enforcement, called ICE agents, or the ICE agency, and then had she called people here in Congress and basically said, "Hey, you guys need to put pressure. My mom just got arrested, and that's unfair." And sure enough, within 12 hours, the ICE had announced, "Well, actually, upon further review, her case looks like it's a good candidate for the non-deportation policy." So what's interesting about this is that ICE actually went specifically to pick her up, pick up the mother, because of information they had come across. So they'd obviously thought that she was a good candidate for deportation, and then decided after the political pressure that suddenly she wasn't as good a candidate anymore.
Now, I'm trying to get a handle on this, but it sounds to me as if the mother had already been ordered deported from the country and obviously didn't conform to the policies and the laws of this country. And this is the kind of story that drives people like me absolutely nuts, because we're changing the laws, or actually we're not changing the laws, we're just kind of not paying attention to them, and helping individuals like this. This is just, I don't know, it's unreal almost.
Yeah, in this case, it's not changing all. It's a full blown ignoring of the order of deportation, and that's it's interesting. Her family says that she'd been ordered deported. The ICE statement actually says that she had been deported before. So not only that she's actively ignoring not only an order of deportation, but has apparently snuck back in, if you believe the ICE statement. And as you said, this is where this gets really pointed. For the immigrant rights advocates, this is a woman who wasn't, as they would say, she was just minding her own business, living in this house here. For folks on the other side of the issue, this is somebody who has not only broke the law to come here illegally, but then was ordered deported and is actively thumbing her nose at the law, continuing to thumb her nose at the law. And this is where this gets really difficult, because the folks on the other side say this is exactly the type of rank and file illegal immigrant we shouldn't be wasting our time on, and then the Obama administration says they've made a priority of going after people they call repeat immigration offenders. These are the folks who as in this case, actively thumb their nose. It's not just they're living here illegally, but they've been caught before and told to get out, and they still stay here. At that point, that's when you begin to wonder about, that's not just rank and file anymore, that's somebody who has an active disregard for the law. And so, the Obama administration's really caught here, because they need to continue to actually enforce the law to some extent, or else it just looks really bad for them. But they, when they do try and enforce the law, even on people that apparently meet their criteria, they're now getting pressure on that and come out and say, well, that actually doesn't meet our criteria.
All right. Now, this story is brand new. Are you hearing anything yet from those opposed to illegal immigrants in this country?
No, and I'd be surprised if I did, for one reason. There's a famous incident that happened. It was back in 2002 or 2003, I believe, and it was one of the Denver newspapers wrote a story about one of these same DREAM Act kids, an illegal immigrant student who was trying to go to college, but couldn't get scholarships because he was illegal, and the paper identified him by name. At that time, then Representative Tom Tancredo called. He essentially wondered in an article, well, so this guy admits he's here illegally. Why isn't immigration enforcement going after the guy? He's basically self-reported as here breaking the law. Shouldn't you guys go after him? And the outrage at Tancredo for saying that was so swift and so strong that it basically, I'd be surprised if you find anybody ever again targeting a specific illegal immigrant and saying, ICE, this person is here, go after them. Because the press sided with the illegal immigrant in that instance.
That
so much
just
so, that actually the governor at that time went ahead and found a scholarship to pay for that, a private person to pay for a scholarship to send that that guy in Colorado to school.
That's so sad that no one will step up, especially in a case where this woman was ordered deported and evidently had been or could have been in the past and came back into the country. And then when she's picked up as a result of a traffic stop last month and released at the traffic stop, only to be picked up again at 9 o'clock on Thursday night or whenever this was. At 9 o'clock on Thursday night. Then you get pressure from Washington to let her go. Why don't we just throw out the immigration laws? I know people that will look at this story and say, I give up. Why do we even have it? Why do we have a border patrol? Just let people run nuts through this country. Because we're out of control.
Yeah, the thing in this case is you like to think that the law is fair and equal, but there's little question that in this case, the reason why this woman, why the mother was released is because her daughter, it turns out to be well-connected as an immigrant rights advocate. It does seem to violate, the case does seem to violate the administration's own deportation priorities, and apparently because of this woman has connections, that's when you really begin to wonder about the law. That it's are they serious about enforcing it for anyone at this point? And beyond that, it really does depend on who you know, whether immigration law applies to you or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough situation. No matter which side you come down on the actual question, that's a tough place for the Obama administration to be.
Yeah, and of course, this question will never be put directly to Barack Obama because no one will stand up to do it. All right, one other thing before I let you run here. I noticed that the president made the announcement that the State of the Union address will be slated for February 12th.
He will, about 3 weeks after he delivers, 4 weeks after he delivers an inaugural address here, he will come up to Congress and speak from the House chamber there. And the difference here is the inaugural address is usually the broad themes of a second term, and the State of the Union is where he'll get into specifics about what he wants to accomplish legislatively. Should be a very interesting speech this year, since there's so much unfinished business and so much that's already gridlocked. It'll be interesting to see whether what he pushes for and whether it doesn't sound a lot like his past two or three of State of the Union.
It's always so much fun to watch it, to watch the right be silent on something and while the left is going crazy and vice versa.
I bet we find a probably record low number of applauses on from the Republican side.
You're probably right. All right, Stephen, thanks for your help. I know it was late notice, but I appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again next week. Have a good weekend.
My pleasure.
Take care. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor, 457, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.